It's the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.
Lead story in the Daily Dispatch for today, the 21st of April. Walter Sisulu University students vow to close Butterworth campus. And ANC rushes to soothe conference grumbles. Disgruntled members say the postponement of their ninth provincial conference is irrational. For more on these stories and others, go to dispatchonline.co.za. So the lead story in the Daily Dispatch today, referring to Tuesday's postponement of the ANC's ninth provincial conference, which has been met with mixed feelings. Some senior party members welcome the decision. Others are adamant the current leadership is employing delaying tactics. The conference will see Premier Oscar Mabuyane, Mr. Mabalo Madikizela, and Lebo Kgosiane go head-to-head for the chair. Joining us on the Daily Dispatch in discussion today, one of those, Mr. Mabalo Madikizela. Good morning, sir. Thank you for your time. How are you?
Morning, Darren. I'm good, good. And you?
Very good, thank you. Many of us were surprised by Tuesday's postponement of the provincial conference, and we'd like your reaction. What did you feel?
Actually, I was also equally surprised. But what surprised me was is because I just heard about this thing on Monday. Rumors went on till Tuesday, even though we had our first meeting. I was shocked. We were all looking forward to a conference sitting today because we were of the understanding that we have made 70%. We've been to conferences without finalization of disputes. Like Chris Ani, we went to the conference without the finalization of disputes. And as long as we're making 70% threshold, we all knew of the dates that were set on time. And so our planning was working towards the date.
Mr. Madikizela, do you personally feel that this conference, which was going to run in East London from the 22nd to the 24th of April, do you feel that the postponement has come about as a result of the battle for leadership that will take place?
I can't really say, but on how things are happening of late, you can't rule out anything. There's a lot of foreign things that are happening. You can't rule out anything. But we'll just hope that those who are responsible for disputes will finalize them. And those who keep on fundraising disputes to delay the conference must at least stop that so that we can go to the conference, not try to come with all the technicalities.
Can you give us an idea of some of the technicalities that have been raised and some of the reasons that have been put forward?
Look, mainly it's an issue of disputes. Mainly it's an issue of disputes that are not finalized. That makes sense. But I'm further saying we've had conferences without disputes being finalized as long as we make 70%. Reality, you'll always have people fundraising disputes till the last day. If then you don't draw a line, that even if you raise a dispute, but if we make 70% by this date, we will go to the conference with or without you. So I'm saying there are people who are funding disputes because I am told, I know as a fact, but there are branches that had pre-registered. But 2 weeks after pre-registering, they are called for disputes. Now, according to the guidelines, you have only 48 hours to lodge a dispute. Now, it means some disputes are afterthought, I'm trying to say.
So there is an inconsistency in terms of how the rules and regulations and procedures are being carried out.
That's what I was trying to say. But there's a lot of foreign things, you know. That are happening now. A lot of inconsistency. That's what is happening. But I don't want to be seen like a crybaby. That's why I'm saying, can those ones who are dealing with disputes finalize them as soon as they can, issue verdicts so that we can have a finality on this thing.
So with this postponement on Tuesday at the 11th hour, have you been given an indication as to when the conference has been postponed until? Has a date been set yet?
Look, we've not really set the provincial task team meeting to take a decision on agree on the postponement, but secondly on the date, because it's supposed to be the structure that takes a decision. That's why I've got a limitation, because we heard of the postponement on Monday, even before the official structure, the working committee said. Now, we're all talking about the postponement, but the structure that's supposed to take a decision and recommend to the national have not yet set. So that's why I've got limitations, because there's a lot of new foreign things now that we are going to the conference on how things are being done. Ordinarily, it's supposed to be a decision of a structure of the provincial task team that's a, based on these reports that we are getting from subcommittees, we feel we are not ready. And therefore, now it started the other way around. We just heard it from grapevines, from people who are close to the establishment that came, and now we are discussing something that has not been even formally presented to the PTT.
The conference will see your fellow PTT members, Premier Oscar Mabuyane and Mlibo Qobosheyane, up against you. Have you heard any reaction from their camps or from the other two candidates, their reaction to this postponement?
No. I've not really looked for it. You know, I'm more preoccupied with what I'm doing. And, I'm more preoccupied with what I'm doing. I've just read comments of some people who were commenting, apparently knowing about it, even before everyone else knew about it. I mean, I saw an article from Mail and Guardian of a comment of one leader commenting about the postponement, possible postponement, even before any formal session would sit. So I don't know what's happening on the other side.
They're going to be voting, as we said, between yourself, the Premier, and Mr. Mlibo Qobosheyane. Are you happy with the way that your campaign has gone? And give us an idea of what it is that you propose, should you be elected as leader.
Look, I am very happy. We've tried to bring a different dynamic into politics. We've tried to run away from the tournaments, speaking tournaments. We've tried to run away from these public events where you insult people, call them maparas, call them everything else that you can call them. We've been focused on the structures, on the branches. And because our view is, you know, the time for the political prophets has gone. We need now to start understanding the challenges facing our people. Now, responding to what people want, not selling them, of the past few years, we've been more focusing on charm. And that's why people are rejecting us. You can see even the results of the elections as of yesterday. We're just moved by the independent, you know, because people don't buy charm, you know. You must respond to the challenges facing the people. You know, people are tired of populists. As I'm saying, the speaking tournaments now should come to an end. That is why even when we're running our campaign, it was not more on rallies, caters forums. We were just focused on the ground, talking to branches one by one, you know, across the province. And, we are hoping, even if we are elected, we'll try to make sure that ANC is the center of power. Every deployee of the ANC responds to the mandate of the African National Congress. They implement what we promised our people. They implement the policies of the organization. They respond to the challenges of the people day in, day out. You know, so that every time when we take platforms, we don't talk about ourselves, our internal problems as ANC. talk about how we respond to the challenges facing our people. In the recent past, every time you read newspapers, it's more of us. How we've removed that one, how we're disciplining that one, and how that one is an RET, how that one. You know, our people are interested in their problems being addressed by the governing party. Houses, service delivery, the security, you know, the crime rate, people get killed every now and then. That's what people want to hear from leaders when they take platforms. How we respond to their challenges, how we respond to the electoral mandate that they've given us. So that's what we want to do if we're given an opportunity to lead this province.
In the past, the provincial conferences have sometimes been rather boisterous, energetic, and sometimes chaotic. We've seen chairs thrown, for example. Do you think the next provincial conference, when it does convene, will be a little more orderly, or is the temperature between the various camps a little too hot for that?
If you can see on how we're running our campaign, it has been very calm. There's not even a single insult. We've even not focused to any contender. We've been focusing in ourselves and what we want to achieve. So it's a sign, but this will be a different conference. It will be a festival of ideas there on how we change lives of people of the province, on how we reposition the African National Congress. So definitely the calmness that you've seen in our campaigns, that's what you'll see in the conference itself.
We look forward to finally seeing that conference go ahead. It was postponed on Tuesday evening at the 11th hour, due to be held in East London from the 22nd to the 24th of April. And candidate for the ANC chair position, Babalwa Modikizela, thank you for your time. He's up against Premier Oscar Mabuyane and Mlibo Kgoboshiane. Have a good day, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann. We're still talking about the ANC's ninth provincial conference having been postponed on Tuesday evening. It was meant to happen in East London from this weekend, April the 22nd to the 24th. 11th hour postponement, and one of those candidates for the position of ANC chair in the region is the Premier, Oscar Mabuyane. Mr. Mabuyane joins us on the show today. Thank you for your time, Premier. Are you well?
I'm well, Darren. Thank you very much. And how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. It's an interesting story that we're following. This postponement appears to have come at the 11th hour. Were you surprised by it?
Interesting story indeed, because it's an interesting conference. It has too much into it. Not really surprised. You know, we've been working on this. Remember, in terms of our roadmap, we were meant to go to our conference in December. But because of a very elaborate process that ANC is involved in when it is preparing the conference, you can plan, but there are some decisions that you might not predict. We couldn't go in December for a number of reasons, which included things that are beyond our control, and we targeted March, and we couldn't again make it in March. And we committed that whatever happens, come April, we should be able to get our conference going. And we still committed that within April, our conference must sit. If it doesn't, it cannot go beyond the first week of May because of problems that are not in our competence. As I'm speaking to you, the National Dispute Resolution Committee is still sitting with about 20 disputes from Owar Tambo region. The Provincial Dispute Resolution Committee, as I'm talking to you, is still finalizing a couple of disputes. I think they've got 8 outstanding disputes. Remember, we've got a court order which was issued to interdict Dr. Hobusana or Buffalo City Regional Conference, which said ANC must make sure that it exhausts all its internal processes of a dispute resolution mechanism before it actually convenes its constitutional meeting. You don't want a court to instruct you like that. And if you continue ignoring that, you will surely be in contempt of court. And also, you will be forcing judges to be leaders of the ANC because they must keep on telling ANC what to do when. So the conference is of the ANC our political education platforms. So it's important that you create a good, conducive environment for every delegate into the conference. ANC is a democratic organization. Democracy is in the DNA of the ANC. You must create an environment that will create this fair and very clean process.
Sure.
Which will make everyone elected in a conference of the ANC not to be disputed unnecessarily. We are living in a time when everyone or every decision that we take becomes litigious. So we're looking at all those possibilities. So we are cleaning that process. National is busy with that. We don't have a verification report yet with us, because you can't even say you do have it or you meet 70% as long as you've got other branches that were duly allowed to go through the process, and now they've disputed whatever process. You must allow those processes internally, conclude them in whatever way you decide, then you allow the conference seat. So we believe we need a few days. The conference can sit at any time, can sit at any given time, as long as we are given an assurance that those disputes are all resolved. So it's something that we've been actually monitoring. We've been working on it, and these postponements have been happening. I can tell you, it's not only here in the Eastern Cape. You go to Northern Cape, they took time to get into the final day of their conference. You go to Mpumalanga, they took time to get into their final day of conference because of all these ongoing and these kind of perennial challenges that we have. We've got to. We are in a renewal process in the ANC. We are implementing the new membership systems. There are a lot of things that are being learned in the process. So we are also giving ourselves that time to make sure that when we do things, they must be done right, so that we have a credible conference and a credible leadership elected out of a credible system.
Premier, your opponents, candidates Babalo Madikizela and Mlibo Qoboshiane, you go head-to-head for the chair position at the conference. What would you say to people who suggest that the current leadership, which includes you, is employing delaying tactics?
Those ones are my comrades. As I've explained above, there's nothing that will suggest that the PTT is employing delaying tactics. As I've said, some of these decisions are not in our competence. You need 7 days of a verification process, signed, a final one, before you convene a meeting. That allows a process, if there is any mistake that would have been detected in the final verification, it can still be corrected. You can't get a verification today, you say the conference today, unless you are just plunging yourself into a deeper crisis. So there is no delaying tactics at all here. Those are just mischievous elements that are trying to make themselves relevant into the process. Remember, others are a leadership. Any problem that arises out of a conference that is convened by us as PTT, it can be an egg on our face if it doesn't really meet constitutional requirements of the ANC. So others are just people, passengers who are just enjoying to be part of this. They don't have any responsibility. The responsibility resides with the leadership. Every member and every leader of the ANC has got a right and a duty. That's why you talk about those whom you say are my opponents. I call them as my comrades. They have a right to be contesting in any position of the ANC. They've got a duty also to ensure that the ANC doesn't deviate from its founding principles. So there is no, those are really, really wild, baseless and unfounded allegations that might suggest that there is a delaying tactic. There's absolutely no delaying tactic. This is a situation that is done, and the go-ahead of a conference can only be given by the national office. And we have also picked up that there are a couple of branches, about 29 branches in Christiani that are said to be being isolated by the organizing, also 13 branches in Buffalo City. Those branches also have written letters to the acting secretary general, in this case TG, as well as to the NDRC, complaining about that. These are branches that went through all the due process of the ANC, which meet every constitutional requirement of the ANC to be called branches. So whatever that you do on constitutional matters, you must be sensitive to that. So you don't want to really fertilize the ground for unnecessary dispute of a conference. When you go to a conference, you don't want conference to spend 2 days struggling to adopt credentials. Credentials must be clean, everything must be done right. All of us must take full responsibility for that process. When the ANC is taken to court, ANC suffers. It gets this negative battering. And it's not a good thing that the ANC always is being portrayed as an organization that cannot sort out its own issues internally. So it's a very mischievous statements by those people, and unfortunately are people who cannot really be held accountable by any. They have a right to say whatever they want to say, but those who are in leadership, they know exactly what is going on. I know there's a PWTT meeting again today at 5. There is a PTT meeting tomorrow at 10, waiting for all these issues that I'm referring to with National resolving their part. This morning, I had myself to make sure that I contact the PDRC, ask what's going on, where are we? I had to consult, to contact the National NDRC to ask what's going on. This is where I hear that National, they've got about 20 the outstanding dispute that they are still grappling with. They think that they can probably be done by next week, Tuesday, with those disputes, looking at the issues and other issues at their disposal. So I'm saying, Darren, sometimes we just entertain mischievous elements who just seeking the unnecessary popularity about sensitive issues of the organization.
Premier, last question for you. It's been postponed, the provincial conference. How long do you anticipate it'll be before a new date has been settled on?
We want that conference to sit as of yesterday. It can sit on Sunday. It can sit on Tuesday as soon as the NDRC and PDRC confirm to us that on their desk everything has been cleared. That's well and good. And we cannot stop anyone who wants to go to court at that point. But at least when we are taken to court, we must be in a better position to defend the ANC processes and defend the ANC integrity. So we are waiting for that, and then we then possibly be able to get a final verification to authorize us to go. Now we are not yet authorized to go to a conference because there are outstanding disputes.
Premier Oscar Mabuyane, we appreciate you joining us today on the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Darren.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.